Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to sleep to and relax to. Tonight we're on episode 18 of season 2, which is Take Your Daughter to Work Day. And I believe this is the only time they do this holiday in the office, but today we're looking at an episode that aired March 16th, 2006, directed by Victor Nelly Jr. and written by Mindy Kaling. And as you can assume by the name of the episode, it is about having children of the office, employees in the office for the day, and something I think more than a few of us are experiencing at this time. But as I said last time, that's enough of current events. So let's take a dive into the episode here. As always, want to make sure your sleep timers are set, you are relaxed, you are ready to drift off, because that is what this podcast is all about. Our cold open is starting off here with Pam sitting at her desk with a big welcome sign. And she has extra candy on her desk so the kids will talk to her. And realizes maybe she's like the witch from Hansel and Gretel. And Michael says something about nasty, and he can't be nasty. He said, is that today? Michael's talking head says, look, this is not a kid's environment. It's like HBO. No limits. We have shots here of Stanley getting his daughter's jacket off, and Kevin struggling to get his daughter's jacket off. And Michael is making the analogy to Eddie Murphy, both in Daddy Daycare and in all of his much raunchier 80s movies. Michael introducing himself to the children and says that he is like Superman, and everyone here are like citizens of Gotham. Jim and Dwight both correct him. And Michael says he's Aquaman and says, you know, he works with a bunch of nerds. You know, I saw the Aquaman movie. I saw it in IMAX, like the biggest. This is just the intro, you know. But I saw it on the biggest screen possible. And I remember thinking to myself, this movie is bad. This movie is, like, actively bad. You know, Jason Momoa, cool guy, really cool guy. But this movie is not good. It looks amazing. And there are scenes in that movie. I am so glad I saw it IMAX. But the movie is not good. So that's my review of Aquaman 20. When did that movie come out? 2019? 2018? I have no idea. We have Toby bringing his daughter back to the annex. Dwight letting her know that she is the future. Then we have Kevin
showing his, I don't think I heard his, oh my,
big yawn. That's not his daughter, right? It's his stepdaughter, or it's Stacy's daughter. Abby is his fiance's stepdaughter. Look at that fun fact there. And is clearly panicking that he doesn't have anything to keep her interested or occupied. Michael says hello to Stanley's daughter. And she's turning into a stone-cold fox. And she says she's in eighth grade middle school. It is an extraordinary. Michael wants to know, why be a dad when you can be a fun uncle? And I think his tone changes here as Meredith's son throws food or candy at his face. And Meredith explains that he got suspended in school for a week. Now Toby brings his daughter in and She asks if they need any help, and Angela, stone cold, turns her down. And now we have Kelly is really, really has baby fever. Angela would like two small, well-behaved boys. And Ryan now says that, you know, while they both want to have fun, Kelly means fun by having babies and getting married. And we have Michael on the phone, and Toby's daughter has wandered in while he's on the phone. He's confused. So what's going on? And that was, it was an interesting, you never really hear Michael working like that. That was probably the most acting that I've seen from Steve Carell so far. Now we have Pam explaining that the only goal she has today is to make one kid like her. And Jim is now bonding with the book. He had to spend the night in the Met or the aquarium. Glad you said that. Want to help me with my sales? She's going to help, and Pam wishes that she had those kid skills. But then she always looks relieved because she's like, oh, yep, he does know. Now Toby's daughter is back into Michael's office, touching things. He's totally frozen up. Can I help you?
And
she brings a little train over to his desk. I never noticed he has dumbbells in the back of his office there. Her name is Sasha. Introductions. Michael shows her the train whistle. He's a conductor of the office. All aboard. All aboard for sales. Little train, wooden train whistle. Oh, man. And then we have Jim shaking this girl's hand. He says, shake my hand. She can't be that strong. He says, I don't feel anything. Insults the weakness. He says to Jim, you are so weak. And now we have Meredith's son flicking his bobbleheads. He says, you call your mother Meredith? It's very disrespectful. Dwight asks him to call him Mr. Shroot. He says, Mr. Poop. Oh, that's right. So his son here ends up coming back in season 9 as the male stripper of Angela's bachelorette party. That's right. Sasha heads over to Phyllis's desk and asks if she is Mother Goose. And now Stanley's daughter and Ryan are in the kitchen. And she is asking Ryan for her number. And Kelly is not happy about the situation. And then the next scene is her talking to Stanley. And Stanley takes him back to the vending machine. And Stanley is laying into it. This is an incredible line. Boy, have you lost your mind, or I'll help you find it. Now Ryan, standing outside, said, Stanley yelled at me today. That was one of the most frightening experiences of my life. Now we have Dwight playing some kind of recorder song to all the kids that are sitting in the office. And it sounds a little bit like a Christmas song. Oh, it says Green Sleeves, a traditional English ballad about the beheaded Anne Boleyn. That's right. Now a book his grandmata used to read. Struulpeeta. Dwight, what an incredible character. Michael, steps in just as he's reading. He says, Dwight, what the hell are you reading? Cautionary tales for kids. Kids don't want to hear some weirdo book that your Nazi war criminal grandmother gave you. Oh my God. And then Sasha wants to know what a Nazi is. Just why don't you? I was going to teach the children how to make corn husk dolls. There's this weird balance of Dwight's character through the seasons where he's like really, very Mennonite Amish, but then also he evolves. It's a very, what a line they walk with that character. So Michael takes over and says, who likes Dan Cook? Now there's a scene, we're over in the corner of the office and Dwight is at the shelves. Angela walks over and says, no one disrespected my father because he was a very serious man, and I hope my partner would be just as strong. Now we have Michael explaining where paper comes from to the children and says, we don't cut the paper. He's explaining the supply chain to the children and says, you need someone in the middle to facilitate. Why does the mill sell to the people? You're describing office people and they're running us out of business. Yeah. If a child can poke holes in your business model, gotta watch out. He introduces the children to Creed. Says he's in charge of something. Creed says, did you ever see a foot with four toes? The hair covers it up. Now Michael sit on the floor with all the kids while they're all eating candy. Michael says he used to be the star of a kids show called Fundle Bundle. And he says, Ryan, come here. I need you to go to my mother's house in Dixon City. If she's in the pool, the back kitchen window is unlocked. Go through the kitchen window in the basement. The tape called Fundle Bundle. And get my guitar and a tambourine. Do you know how to play the tambourine? And Ryan heads out. Man, that pizza. I would eat that pizza. Michael says, why are parents complaining about how tough it is to raise kids? Give them candy, pizza. Let them live their lives. They're adults, for God's sake. Well, it's not quite that easy, as we know. And now we have Michael showing all the children Fundle Bundle. Michael says, Miss Trudy had an amazing body. Great little look at the camera there from Jim. Fast forwarding to the show to show Edward R. Meow. I love that they still have the TV on the cart. Like my grade school, basically. Everybody recognizes Chet Montgomery, the weatherman. Or maybe not weatherman. He wanted to be on TV. Well, I don't know why Roy and Daryl are in this scene. I can't remember them playing a significant thing. Now we have Child Michael on the show. He says, "What do you want to be when I grow up? I want to be married and have 100 kids so I can have 100 friends and no one can say no to being my friend." And the puppet looks a little bit shocked. Michael realizing, so, no, he didn't get married. And all the kids are asking if he got married, if he had kids, and if he had a girlfriend. And Sasha says, "Oh, you didn't get to be what you wanted to be." Michael, now clearly distraught, heads out. I would eat some pizza right now. Holy cow. I could use some pizza. I would eat an entire pizza right now. Maybe two. Next scene is Michael pouting in his office. Jim and Pam. Oh, here we go. Roy's like wrestling with Meredith's son. Says, oh, he loves this guy. That's a real interesting scene for that character. Melissa. Terry. Melissa giving some laser eyes at Pam as she takes some candy. Now we have an exchange between Dwight and he says to Meredith's son, "At least I'm not a horrible little latchkey kid that got suspended from school." And Angela looks very pleased at that response. And then she catches the camera. And now we have Toby bringing back some toys. I guess Sasha brought them back. Toby says, "Look, we have enough toys. She doesn't need your watch." And Toby recognizes he's a little bit upset. And says, "You have to ask me that." And now we have Toby and Michael. Probably one of the best exchanges between the two of them. Most honest and sincere between the two of them. And Toby says, "You know, not Jan. If you really want to have kids, you could foster parent or biologically." And says, "Hey, thanks." And says, "Hey, does Sasha have a godfather?" "Yeah." Why can't I remember any of the kids' names? What is Meredith's son's name? I don't know. But he asks, you know, Pam if he can have candy and if her job is fun, and she offers to show him that she gets to shred things. I can repay him with a paper shredder in my dad's office. He says, "Shred the shit out of this stuff." So now they're shredding documents. He's liking that. Now Michael Scott is signing up for an online dating service. I guess in 06 this would have still been a little bit of a non-traditional one. His username, Little Kid Lover. That way people will know exactly where my priorities are at. Amazing. Amazing. Now, Kevin's daughter asks Jim if they want to come over tonight. And Kevin said, hey, you never have plans. I'm actually going on a date. Pam looks interested there. Michael says there's still one more thing we need to do. He had Dwight and Michael. Dwight playing guitar. Michael and they were singing some Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Alright, I actually recorded a bonus episode of this song. And I guess I'll put it up on the feed. Maybe the day after this episode goes up. On your own. Now, Jim actually, like, sneaks out as Pam tries to talk to him. She's heading out on the date. And then Jim, Dwight driving out while they're still playing the song. Michael puts Toby's daughter in the car. And oh man, that's a good one. The Schrutes consider children very valuable. Women would bear many children for laborers in the fields. There's like a shot. There's a shot of all the kids. They didn't need the children. It never came to that. So that is Take Your Daughter to Work Day. That's a good one. Another good Mindy Kaling joint there in season two. And that's going to leave us with just four more episodes here in season two. I hope you're enjoying this this style of consuming The Office. And I hope by now you are drifting off to dreamland. I'll catch you in the next episode. This has been a Great Scott production.